Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks. Israel stepping up its airstrikes against Hamas in southern Gaza now. CBS's Christian Benavides reports it comes 2 days after a 7-day temporary ceasefire fell apart.
The Israeli army says it has renewed its assault after negotiations for the release of more hostages held by Hamas stalled.
Following Hamas's regrettable decision to terminate the hostage release pause and resume hostilities, the IDF has resumed targeting Hamas terror targets, striking more than 400 over the weekend.
This also follows revelations that the Israeli government was allegedly aware of a Hamas attack long before October 7th. A U.S. destroyer came under fire today in the Red Sea. CBS's David Martin has those details.
Missiles were fired at four commercial vessels in the Red Sea, and the American destroyer Carney shot down two drones headed in its direction. All the missiles and drones were fired from territory controlled by the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Three of the four missiles struck the commercial vessels, forcing them to send out distress calls.
It's unclear why those ships were attacked. Here at home, Muslim community leaders in several swing states have pledged to scrap their support for President Biden over the war.
At a weekend conference in suburban Detroit, community leaders cited President Biden's refusal to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. The president has repeatedly called for a pause rather than a ceasefire, saying Hamas would use a ceasefire to regroup and plan its next attack against Israel. Democrats have been warning the White House that Mr. Biden's handling of the Israeli-Hamas war could cost him the support of the Arab American community, enough to sway the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Just in time for the holidays, COVID's back. The CDC says there's a new strain spreading quickly in the Midwest and the Mid-Atlantic called BA286. But former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells us there are ways to protect yourself.
People who've been vaccinated with the new variant vaccine or who had a recent COVID infection should have some protection against this new variant.
It's the first major COVID outbreak in months. Philly's celebrating one of the biggest movies ever made there today. Here's KYW radio reporter Justin Udo.
Christopher Middleton is an amateur boxer and Rocky lover. So, of course, he made his way to the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art for the Rocky Day celebration.
It's raining, so you know I'm dedicated to be out here in the rain.
Rocky himself, Sylvester Stallone, was on hand to celebrate the occasion where hundreds of people stood on those iconic Rocky steps to hear him speak.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart and Rocky's too.
During Rocky Day, Stallone was also given a key to the city.
This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast tonight with a low of 23. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, 36. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Look at all the lovely people. died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? I can wait another day till I call you. You've only got my heart on a string and everything a flutter. But another lonely night might take forever. We've only got each other to the same to me, love, 'cause I know what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights, no more lonely nights. You're my guiding light, day or night, I'm always. Oh,
A double shot of Paul McCartney to open this second hour of Seth Faces the Music tonight. You just heard No More Lonely Nights. That was from his solo days. And before that, we opened up this hour with one of the greatest songs the Beatles ever wrote. And I'm giving Paul McCartney the credit for that one, with Eleanor Rigby. So we've already talked about the Lonely Boys. Well, let's see what the Lonely Girls are up to. We got a couple of songs from a couple of ladies separated by many decades, but the sentiment is still the same. First up, we've got an actor-singer known for her sultry voice and her even more sultry album covers. Here's Julie London with Lonely Girl.
Some boy whom I'd love, because I'm such a lonely, lonely girl. I'd like to be the girl some guy likes to call his one and only especially
still I curl up right under the bed.
One Richard Penniman there, better known as Little Richard, with some slow blues going back to his roots. That was I'm Just a Lonely Guy All Alone. And before that, we had Pink with an assist from Linda Perry from her album Misunderstood. That was Lonely Girl. Time for another break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we have that singer with a multi-octave voice, his ever-present sunglasses, and one of the most influential pop singers of all time. Don't go anywhere here on WFHR.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours. At any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Dum, dum.
Only the lonely.
That, of course, was the great voice of Patti LaBelle when she was still in her group called, well, LaBelle, with Are You Lonely? And before that, we started off our set with the great Roy Orbison and Only the Lonely. Let's turn now to the 1980s, a decade that was basically owned by one Michael Jackson. But let us not forget his little sister. And she released an album in 1989 that's considered a soul classic. From Rhythm Nation 1814, here is Janet Jackson with Lonely.
Standing on after the show, you walked right past. Arms reached out for your autograph. And as you flashed your backstage pass, I caught your eye with the camera's flash. When the band came out, it stood behind you. Cymbals crashed, the lights went blue. You stood alone in the halo's haze. Shining guitar hung on gold lame. And you were the lonely one. You were the lonely one. Perform, it's so intense. When the critics pan, I rot in your defense. I understand, I'm just a fan. I'm just a fan. When I get home, I turn off the alarm. I check the phone. No messages on. I play the ones from yesterday. I play your song just to hear you say that you're the lonely one. You are.
Forevermore. lost is wondering why. Sometimes a lonely way, taking your name down from the jumbotron. Find a new place to stay.
Ah, with a lovely melody and obtuse lyrics, you know it must be They Might Be Giants, with Sometimes a Lonely Way. And before that, we had the great band Wilco from their classic album, Being There. That was The Lonely One. One more set on Seth Faces the Music today, everyone. Stick around when we come back. A couple of army brats whose families were stationed in England decided to form a little group in the 1970s, and they named them after the country they had left behind. Don't go anywhere. This is WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
This is for all lonely people thinking that life has passed them by. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup and ride that highway in the sky. This is for all the single silver cup. You never know. Until you drink from the
And that was the Reverend Al Green asking the question, "Are you lonely for me, baby?" And before that, we started off this final set with the boys from America and Lonely People. Next up, we have an artist who's considered a proto-punk, not so much because of his aggressive style, but from his DIY aesthetic, his minimalistic approach, and his just general weirdness. From Boston, Massachusetts, here's Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with Lonely Financial Zone.
Thank you. by the sea. I have walked under moon and stars, skyscrapers shone in their dark majesty. In this otherworldly land of ours, I've walked by the buildings, I've walked by them all. I've walked by the skyscrapers, lonely and dark in the lonely financial zone. By the sea, I have walked under moon and stars. By the sea, I have walked on cold winter nights. I've stood in awe so silently under the buzzing electric light. Boats in the harbor, gulls on the pier, ships and trucks and sailors in the bars, in the lonely financial zone. By the sea, I've often walked under moon and stars.
My love, my only, you can't imagine how you make me feel inside. For you have opened all doors, to you my heart can't hide. Oh baby, my only, say you love me and you'll never leave me lonely.
Leave you lonely. Okay. the lonely sea. The lonely sea. It never stops.
Another lovely tune by the Beach Boys with Lonely Sea. And before that, we had the Brothers Johnson with Never Leave You Lonely. Well, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, I do have to leave you a little lonely. The show is done. Thanks so much for listening this week. We'll be back next week with more songs, more fun, a new theme, and, well, that's about it. But what more do you need? Have a great week, everyone. So long.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local
media. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.